Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
Why? Many serious students of the Bible ask the why questions. It isn't that we are questioning God Himself, but rather we are seeking to understand more about what is recorded for us. These why questions do not diminish our faith, nor our trust in the Lord, our Creator, and in Jesus, our Savior. Today we will ask some why questions. We will also find some answers. Hopefully we will share from the Word a blessing that will help us along our own personal journey of faith in the Lord. We are thankful for the opportunity to bring our songs of faith and a message from the Bible once again. And we are so very glad that you're listening today.
I feel the touch
of hands so kind and tender,
kind and tender, leading me
in paths that I must trod.
I'll have no fear
when Jesus walks beside me,
close beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals, come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod.
I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven,
sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God.
He walks with me, and naught of earth can harm me,
for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
Sometimes we're puzzled about the action and reaction we find recorded in scriptural accounts. Let me name a few that has me wondering. I wonder, why did Judas betray Jesus? Now, I could just simply say it was for the money. He was a thief, and he was greedy, and he was willing to sell out the Lord for the 30 pieces of silver. And perhaps he was still upset that Jesus would let the woman anoint him with the very expensive perfume instead of having it sold. That way, there would be more money in the purse for him to steal. But I still wonder. He was one of the chosen ones who had the very same opportunity as the other apostles to hear Jesus teach and to learn from him. He witnessed the miracles of Jesus, as did the other apostles. He was among those who confessed their faith in Jesus being the Messiah. Did none of this have an influence upon him? What was he thinking? Maybe he thought that nothing would come of his taking the money. Jesus had all the power. No one could hurt him. No one could arrest him. If they tried, they would fail. They could do nothing. Jesus would just passed through them as he passed by those who wanted to make him king. His thoughts may have been that he was taking advantage of these wicked religious leaders who hated Jesus, and he'd take their money and they'd be the big losers. But we know the rest of the story, don't we? Jesus was arrested, he was tried, and he was crucified, not because he could not have called the legions of angels from heaven to save him, but he gave up his life to save us from our sins. What we do know is that Judas's heart was not where it needed to be. He loved something more than he loved Jesus. The final answer is that he was willing to betray Jesus for the money. We can learn from our asking the why question about Judas that things within our hearts and minds can be leading us to be unfaithful. We must be careful not to let anything or anyone take us away from our confession of faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Jesus taught that we must count the cost of following him. Some wanted to let other circumstances delay their commitment to him as their Lord and follow him. But the call of the gospel of Christ is that we deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and we follow him. One of the biggest reversals in all of history happened to Jesus. He came riding into Jerusalem on the donkey's colt, being welcomed by the multitudes early in the week. The crowds cried out their praise to him as their king. They were thrilled that Jesus was coming into the city. He was honored. When those Jewish religious leaders heard such a cry of praise, they called for Jesus to rebuke the crowds. But Jesus said if the people were silent, stones would cry out his praises. But then, at week's end, the crowds were crying out something different. They were crying out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" My question is, why such a reversal? It lingers in my mind. Why such a transition? Was it because Jesus was not the military king that they wanted him to be? The Messiah who would rescue them from their slavery to Rome was something they desired. Was it the influence of the leaders who had such a hatred for Jesus that led the crowds to reject him, and they were just simply caught up in the moment and they chose the criminal Barabbas instead? Well, there was hypocrisy among the religious leaders that blinded the people to the truth about Jesus. They did not believe his words nor his miracles. There was fear spread over the people from those in power as well as the rulers who threatened the people. What all led from praise to rejecting Jesus? Well, there were many factors, including that of fear. We should be aware that fear may contribute to rejecting Jesus in our lives. The fear of losing relationships with those that we cherish. The fear of being rejected by people. And perhaps the fear of being persecuted. And that leads me to one more why question. And that is, why did Peter ask Jesus if he could meet him walking on the water that night? Nothing comes to my mind why he would want to step out of the boat. It was dark. The winds were up. Nothing at all makes sense to me why anyone would get out of the boat. But Peter did ask. Maybe his impetuous nature kicked in and he asked before he thought about it. Was he asking, or was he thinking about walking on water, or was he just wanting to be near Jesus? Was he making sure of the truth that it wasn't a ghost that they thought when they saw him, and in fact it is Jesus? We may never know why he asked, but we do know why he sank and why he needed Jesus to save him. He took his eyes off of Jesus. Fear and doubt came, and Peter sank into the water. His attention shifted from having his eyes upon Jesus. What we learn from asking why is that if we keep our eyes upon Jesus, placing full confidence in him, we will not be inflicted with fear and with doubt. We are rescued like Peter was when we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Whatever the winds and the waves may be troubling us today, whatever it may be, it is trusting in the Lord that overcomes our fear and doubts. Trust in the Lord, the scripture says, with all your heart, and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight.
Walk with me, walk with me, lest mine eyes no longer see all the glory, all the story of your love. Talk to me, talk to me, like you spoke so tenderly. When you talk there, when you walk there, by the sea, let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like He did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. And let me learn to pray like He did in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.